So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that discusses the sources for the halachas of pigel. The pasuk in its entirety reads, "V'ma'achol ya'achol mibsar zevach shlama b'yem ashlishi lo yiratza hamakar v'yse lo yichashav lo yipigul yia." V'anefesh ha'echelis b'men avay netisa. And the braisa elaborates, "V'ma'achol ya'achol mibsar zevach shlama b'yem ashlishi" refers to b'machashav le'achol mizivcha b'yem ashlishi akos medaber. A carbon becomes pigul only through a machshava v'chutzas mani. For example, having intention during one of the four avaydas to eat it after its designated time. However, if the carbon was brought properly and then eaten chutzas mani after its designated time, in other words, nicer, the carbon does not become pasul l'mafreya retroactively. And the possible sources are as follows. Reb Eliezer says we know this misvara. It's logical, because achar shu kasher yachse b'yifsel, once all the avodas were performed properly and the carbon is kasher, it cannot become pasul afterward retroactively through the iser nicer. Or the sources from the following pasuk hamakriv oisai. The carbon becomes pasul only during the avodah, but it does not become pasul l'mafreya after the avodah is completed. The braisa also explains that hamakriv cannot refer to kohen hamakriv lo yichashiv. The kohen who had the machshava pigul should become disqualified to do the avodah because the word oisai teaches bezevachu medaber ve'ena medaber b'kohen. Only the carbon becomes pasul, but the kohen who had this machshava does not become pasul to do the avodah. While according to Ben Azai, who used the word oisei for a different drasha, the source for bezevach u'medabe is from the words lo yiratza, that pigul does not accomplish kapara, and v'lo yiratza zivchuhu. This obviously refers to the carbon, not the kain. Acharim say the source for both halachas is from the words lo yichashiv, b'machshavahu nifsal v'eina nifsal b'shlishi. Only a machshava caused the carbon to become pasul, but neisu does not cause the carbon to become pasul. And from here we also know that bezevachu medabe ve'en medabe kain, because since layichashiv was needed to exclude neisu, this would apply only to a psul carbon, but not to a psul kain, because the kain is not at fault if the owner ate neisu. While Reb Eliezer holds the pasuk layichashiv is needed to teach either loyarav by machshavas acheres, the carbon becomes pigul only if the kain had no other machshavas psulis, as the next mishnah will elaborate. Or lo yichashev is pronounced lo yichashev and teaches l'machashev b'kachem shehu loiker. A kohen who has a machshava pesula during the avoda is punished with malchus. The Gemara proceeds with Ben Azai's drasha of the word oisai, which teaches oisai b'lo yiratza ve'en ha'ma'achar nidra b'lo yiratza. Only a carbon that is pigul does not accomplish kapara, but a carbon brought late is kosher and does accomplish kapara. The Gemara asks that there is another source for this halacha. A bechor that was sacrificed after its first year does not become pasul, because the pasuk states there is a hekesh comparing bechor to maaser dagan. And the Gemara explains that both sources are needed, because the hekesh is only a source for bechor, the lav bar hartzahu. A bechor which is more lenient in that it does not accomplish kapara for any averis does not become pasul through bal ta'achar. Therefore, oisai is needed for kachem to bnei hartzah nenu, that even other karbonis that do accomplish kapara for averis do not become pasul through bal ta'achar. The Gemara mentions yet a third source for this halacha from the pasuk loy ta'achar l'shalmoy v'hoi b'chachet. The word b'cha excludes v'loy b'karbon chachet. The transgression of bringing the karbon late affects only the owner, but not the karbon. While Ben Azai holds that this pasuk is needed to teach b'hoye b'chochet v'loy b'ish t'chochet. Since we've learned elsewhere ein ishtei shalada meisa, elm kein mevakshim imenu mamen ve'ein loy, if one does not return money he stole or does not keep his vows, a penalty could be meted out against his wife chas v'shalom, as the pasuk states, imen l'cha l'shalom l'ma yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. Therefore, one might think that one's wife would also be punished for the isra bal ta'achar fulfilling his pledges late, k'mash m'lam that v'hoye b'chochet v'loy b'ish t'chochet. Zok de Mishnah, zeh haklal, kol ha-sheichet v'ha-mekabel v'ha-mahalach v'ha-zorik, lechel davar shedarchel lechel u'lahakter davar shedarchel lahakter. The general rule for pigul is as follows. If the kohen performed any of the four avodas hadam with a machshava to either eat a gezeitz of the carbon that is meant to be eaten, or to burn on the mizbeach a gezeitz that is meant to be offered on the mizbeach, chutz l'mkoymoy, pasul v'em b'karas. If his machshava was to do this outside the carbon's designated area, the carbon is pasul. However, one who eats from the meat of this carbon, even b'chutz, does not get karas. And if his machshava was to do this after the carbon's designated time, the carbon becomes pigul, and one who eats from this carbon even bizmanai does get karas. However, the carbon becomes pigul only if all the avodas were completed properly with no other machshavas psulas, and the carbon would otherwise be kosher. And it is only the pigul that causes it to be pasul. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad karban matir kemitzvasai, in the following cases, the karban does become pigel. Shachat b'shtika, kibul v'hilich v'zar k'chot z'zmanai. If the shechita was with no disqualifying machshava, and the other three avodas were with a machshavas chutz zmanai, or vice versa, sheshachat chutz zmanai vekibel v'halach v'zark b'shtika, the shechita was with a machshavas chutz zmanai, while the other three avodas were with no machshava, or sheshachat vekibel v'halach v'zark chutz zmanai, all four avodas were with a machshavas chutz zmanai. Zehu shemakar v'mata kemitzvasei, the karban becomes pigel because otherwise the karban would have been kosher, since these avodas did not include any other machshavas pesulas. Ketzad loy karban matir kemitzvasai. While in the following cases, the karban does not become pigel. Shachat chutzim kaimai, kibul v'halach v'zark chutzis manai. If the shechita was for chutzim kaimai, while the other three avoidis were for chutzis manai, or vice versa, shashachat chutzis manai, kibul v'hilach v'zark chutzim kaimai, the shechita was for chutzis manai, while the other three avoidis were for chutzim kaimai, or shashachat v'kibul v'halach v'zark chutzim kaimai, any of the four avoidis was for chutzim kaimai, and the others were for chutzis manai, or HaPesach v'achata sheshachten shaloi lishman, v'kibul v'halach v'zark chutz zmanai. In the carbon Pesach v'chatas, which becomes pasul shaloi lishma, the shechita was shaloi lishma, while the other three avodas were for chutz zmanai, or vice versa. Sheshachet chutz zmanai, kibul v'halach v'zark shaloi lishman, the shechita was for chutz zmanai, while the other three avodas were shaloi lishma, or sheshachet v'kibul v'halach v'zark damen shaloi lishman, any of the four avodas were shaloi lishma, and the others were for chutz zmanai. Zehu shaloi karv matik mitzvasai. The carbon becomes pasul, but not pigel, and there is no karas, because the carbon would have been pasul even without the pigel, since these avoidas did include other machshavas pesulas. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in the next daf.